Welcome to the Empowered Serenity Podcast. I'm Brent Peake, a licensed professional counselor and founder of North Valley Therapy in Phoenix, Arizona. If you are emotionally starving in your marriage, if you feel like you're always giving but rarely getting what you need, there's a good chance it's not just your partner that's the problem. I know that's hard to hear, but I've helped hundreds of couples get out of this pattern. And one of the biggest breakthroughs always seems to come when someone realizes that maybe they've been sabotaging themselves without even knowing it in their relationship. Today, I want to show you three hidden habits that keep people stuck in quiet resentment and how to start changing those habits so you can finally get the connection you're longing for. Let's get into it. Number one, expecting your partner to read your mind. Here's how this goes. You're tired, you've had a rough day, you're craving comfort, support, maybe even just a small gesture that says, I see you. So you sigh a little louder than usual. You clatter some of the dishes. You walk around hoping that they'll notice. But you never actually say, I'm overwhelmed. I need help tonight. Can you hold me for a second? And then when they don't respond the way you hoped, you tell yourself a story. If you really cared, I wouldn't have to ask. She should just know. Now here's the problem with that story. It's a trap. Mind-reading expectations are based on fantasy, not connection. They create silence where there should be communication. They create resentment where there could be support. And what makes this habit so hard to spot is that it often feels like you're being vulnerable by waiting or hinting, but you're not. You're actually withholding the clearest part of your inner world. If this is you, I'm not saying you're wrong for wanting to be seen without having to explain yourself every time. That desire makes sense. But it simply doesn't work, at least not in a long-term relationship that's going to be built on reality and connection. So what does work? Direct, emotionally honest, shame-free communication. That doesn't mean dumping your stress by the truckload. It means saying, I know you can't read my mind, so let me try to tell you what I really need right now. And here's the kicker. When you start doing this regularly, your partner does get better at anticipating your needs, but the shortcut of silence just prolongs the disconnection. Now, a quick pause before we move on to the second habit. If you're realizing that this sounds like your relationship or your marriage, and you're not sure how to start changing these patterns, that's where I come in, and I work with couples and help them uncover and change these patterns every day. You can schedule a free consultation with me at northvalleytherapy.org, and let's talk about what you need and how we can get there together. Now, on to number two, the next habit that's sabotaging your relationship, prioritizing peace over honesty. Now, this one hits hard for people who grew up in chaotic homes. You tell yourself it's not worth the fight. So you keep quiet when something bothers you, you rationalize, you say it's fine, and you smile and play nice. And things are peaceful on the outside, but inside you're boiling. And the longer you do this, the more your partner only comes to know the performance of you and not the real you. And then you start to feel invisible, or worse, unimportant. Here's the paradox. Avoiding small ruptures will usually create bigger ones. The longer you pretend everything's okay, the more likely the dam will eventually burst. And when it does, it's gonna be messy. Suddenly, you're bringing up things from 3 years ago that your partner didn't even know hurt you and barely remembers. If you want emotional intimacy, you have to be willing to trade that false peace for real honesty. That doesn't mean blowing things up. You can be calm and direct at the same time. You can say, something's been bothering me, and I've been avoiding it because I don't want to upset you, but it's creating distance, and I want to feel close again. That's not drama. That's emotional responsibility. Now, if your partner reacts poorly when you're honest like that, that's a separate conversation. But first, check your own side of the street. Are you saying what needs to be said? Or are you selling out your needs for a surface-level calm? Number three, the next hidden habit that's sabotaging your relationship and keeping you from getting what you need is keeping score instead of sharing responsibility. This habit shows up most often in couples who seem to have lost their sense of us. And it might sound like this. I did the dishes, so why can't you handle the bedtime stuff? I apologized last time. Why am I always the one that has to apologize? And it's tempting to think this way because it gives you a way to track fairness. And fairness does matter in the relationship. But keeping score turns your relationship into a game where you both lose. It replaces trust with transaction, and it makes generosity feel unsafe. Why? Because now every act of love or effort has a price tag. And you're not just showing up for each other, you're exchanging services like emotional accountants. And eventually, someone feels ripped off. So what's the alternative? Stop asking, is this fair? And start asking, is this working? That shift alone can change everything. Instead of scorekeeping, I help couples create clear agreements. Who's going to do what? When they're going to do it? Why? What happens when it doesn't get done? Not as a way of keeping score, but simply as a way to find an arrangement that works for both of you. This removes the mental load, the emotional tallying, and it lets you both show up from a place of shared responsibility rather than competition. But even more important is this. You have to rebuild a foundation where emotional generosity feels safe again, where it's okay to go the extra mile, not because you're trying to win, but because you care. And when couples get back to that place, it's not about who's doing more. It's about how can we support each other better? And that's where the real connection lives. So a final thought before we go. You don't have to stay stuck in patterns that leave you feeling resentful, lonely, or unseen. These habits, mind reading, peacekeeping, scorekeeping, they're understandable. They've probably helped you survive earlier relationships or maybe child dynamics in your family of origin, but they won't help you thrive in a marriage that's meant to be built on trust, intimacy, and a real emotional connection. If you want more from your relationship, start with this question instead. Am I making it safe and clear for my partner to meet my needs? Or am I hoping they'll guess correctly while I suffer in silence? You deserve to be loved out loud. And that starts with you speaking up. And it starts with you being honest about the quiet ways that you've been holding yourself back in the relationship. Thanks for listening. If you're ready to get started, to get what you really need in your relationship, I'd love to help. Again, you can schedule a free consultation with me at northvalleytherapy.org, and we can begin this conversation together. You can change this. You don't have to do it alone. Thanks for listening.